This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our all-new Captain's America Third Watch page, the Captain's America Third Watch page website. All right, and joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And I think Flip said hello, but I'm not sure because he hasn't chimed in yet, but he will. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we have got our president who is trying to outgame Joe Biden, who's trying to outgame the president. And guess who's going to be in my backyard today?
I believe the president or...
Jolting Joe Biden is going to be here. Jolting Joe Biden is going to be in my backyard today.
I'm sorry.
He's going to be over at Hillsborough College. He comes into town, and we're going to have a whole bunch of Trump supporters out there waving Trump flags along his selected parade route. Well, his route, anyway. It's not a parade. To him, he might think it is. And there's going to be someone who gets over by Hillsborough College that will be waving Trump flags. And by the way, did you see what happened in Miami with Kamala? She was greeted by my buddy Leo and the Cubanos for Trump.
Okay.
And there was several, there was about 100 of them, and they were waving their flags and making a bunch of noise, and she was looked over and waved at them, and I'm not even sure that she looked at what she was waving at.
Wow. it's funny, something similar happened to Joe Biden when he was here in Michigan. He had about between two and five people at his gathering, and hundreds of Trump supporters showed up across the street.
Sure.
That was hilarious.
That's what's going to happen here. Yep.
Yeah.
They'll have their 15 or 20, because he's social distancing, they'll have their 15 or 20 people at Hillsborough College where he's going to have his little whatever he's going to have, and that'll be about it.
Yeah, and man, that's hilarious.
Okay.
Uncle Joe.
Okay, well, the Trump campaign is now putting a priority on the economy. That, of course, after refocusing law and order, that's definitely a given. That seems to be the number one issue out there, followed by the economy. And they're focusing on the economy as the Trump campaign is aggressively now highlighting the president's economic record prior to the coronavirus pandemic, which is certainly was something that was worth talking about.
Yeah, he needs to continue to remind the voters about the great economy that we had before the Corona virus, and emphasize how we can get back there, and to remind folks that we will not get back there and won't have a chance to if Joe Biden is elected. So he's got to get that truth out there. But at the same time, I hope that he continues to focus on the you know, the Corona China virus situation and things of that nature, too, because that's also important to the American people.
Now, you saw the article a week or so ago in The Atlantic, right? Magazine The Atlantic?
Yeah.
There was another one put out two or three days after that, and now today here's another one. Now, this one is probably a little bit more damning in what it calls for. The writer says Dems might not accept election results if Trump wins. Street battles could ensue. So says The Atlantic.
Well, some of us have kind of predicted, based upon other comments, that the Democrats would be and their supporters would be kind of reactionary.
Of course they would.
When the president wins re-election. And so there are plans to do certain things. I know there are certain plans, even in this state where I'm located, for Democrats to act up in a certain way if, and I say when, the president is reelected. This article is not surprising whatsoever. In addition to that, you've got the Democrats packing up with a huge amount of lawyers, including Eric the Red Holder,
600,
and his group. Yeah, mm-hmm. So they're preparing on both fronts to try to overturn the results. That's why Trump has to, in my opinion, win by a large margin.
And what did Hillary say? And what did Hillary say about all this? What was her advice to Joe?
I saw her on video. She said something to the effect of, "Do not." Back down.
Do not concede the election. That's what she said. Yep. So there you go. All right. Well, hold that thought, because folks, when we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. And of course, the University of Pittsburgh yesterday, the scientists there, boy, oh boy, what a discovery they made. Now, I didn't find out about this. It should have been front page news and blasted all over the country, but nope, we didn't hear Fauci talk about it. Now, did we? No, we didn't. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diet and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Larry Ogre, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Roos.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder, and you'll get a chance to see Larry Elder on October the 23rd, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Charlie Kirk and Phil Grandy and myself down there in Sarasota. The Salem Conservative Summit is going on at the Hyatt Regency, and you can go to the websites for the flagship stations, theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com, and get your tickets over there. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Rod Edwards, is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went out on a buying spree, and they've now got over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, probably has one of the largest selections in the state. And before you buy elsewhere, see Moss. They'll probably have the vehicle that you want that the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team. So, if you're searching for a new improved service experience, remember, Moss service departments handle all makes and all models, and the You Serve, You Save program that applies to all active duty military veterans, first responders, as well as pastors and faith workers will save you 20% on service work done at a Moss Acura or a Moss Nissan dealership. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, Newport Richie, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa at MossAcura.com and MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, if you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, you get another $500 off that vehicle. All right, Rod Edwards is here with us. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning again.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit about something that is really, really big news, and that is the University of Pittsburgh scientists have discovered an antibody that neutralizes the virus that causes coronavirus. That's huge news.
Yes, it is. The good thing about this component, it's, according to some information here, it's 10 times smaller than a full-size antibody, and it's been used to create certain drugs. And the thing about it, I think that's a better way to go than depending upon a vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, vaccines, I don't trust them anyway. And vaccines for this type of situation, the coronavirus virus, I don't think is the best way to go. And I think developing antibodies and things of that nature, I think that's a better way to go. I really do.
Well, let's just be honest. You don't want to get stuck with a needle.
Well, that too.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. All right, now let's talk about the president yesterday. He was in California, and did you hear what the governor out there had to say about, well, you're doing a good job, Mr. President, and we really appreciate the fact that you were able to get us the things that we needed, and we want to thank you so much. I almost fell over when I heard Newsom say that.
Yeah, I did, too. I almost fell, too, because, you know, how he's been very critical of the president, even lying on the president. And at least, you know, he had a good moment. He congratulated, he thanked the president for the help and all of that. But he even admitted that the California has been doing a bad job as far as managing their forests, which made, you know, these fires, these record fires, so easy to happen. I mean, when you don't manage those kinds of
mitigation is what it's called, Ron. Mitigation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got a caller with a question. Let me go over here. Good morning, Mr. Whoop. We just lost Ron, but go ahead and ask your question. He'll be back in a minute.
Captain.
Yes, sir.
Bob.
Yes, sir.
It seems to me that the black culture has separated into two different forms, and I was talking with a car salesman the other day, and there's one form that's like with the main Judeo-Christian American normal Caucasian type of belief in success and work and blending with the normal American culture. Then there's a form that is kind of their own. I want to call it part of the hip hop culture. That's maybe not really the right way to say it, but part of the we're different from them, and we're going to form our own little type of culture. And that's the culture that seems to be attacking the other side. Does that seem that way to him?
All right. Well, Ron, we'll get the answer. What do you think?
I think he's spot on. I've been saying that for years and years. You have the hip-hop, the gangster, thug, culture all rolled into one. They've been waiting for the day. Literally, they have been waiting for decades to be in a position to wreak havoc throughout the country. They've been desperately fighting to be in a position where they could go out and commit and wreak havoc in our streets and not suffer any real consequences, and that is what has been going on. They are not about righting any so-called wrongs of America and things of that nature. They just want to be a part of destroying this country. And if you don't believe me, go to the Black Lives Matter website and read it. Nothing sickens me more than when I drive through my neighborhood or take a run through the area and I see all of my neighbors with these Black Lives Matter signs on their lawns, all Caucasian Americans, and I'm saying, what fools? These are fools. Supporting this organization that is hell-bent on destroying them.
Mm-hmm.
So the call is correct.
Now, a lot of the fires in the Northwest, I believe, have been set by an arsonist or arsonists. And a convicted arsonist was released by the city of Portland this week. This person had started several multiple brush fires and had gotten caught at it, and they'll be darned if they didn't let the guy go. And he's back out there again somewhere, and there's been reports of people seen with gas cans and dressed in black and all that sort of stuff out in the wilderness. And good Lord, I mean, you reap what you sow, right?
Well, this is what they want. If you don't want these things to happen, when you arrest these knuckle draggers, you keep them in jail. Obviously, the mayor of Portland and other leftist mayors around the country and governors, they support this hell that has been wreaking in our forests now and in our streets for many months. This is what they want. They want to create or allow unrest in our country. Why else would you release someone of that ilk back into the streets right away? Why? Unless that is what you support.
Well, our attorney general has been talking about the media coverage about the riots. He says basically they're a collection of liars, most of the mainstream media. They're a collection of liars, and they know exactly what it is they're doing. A perfect example of that is that these were riots, not protests. And right on the street, it was clear as day what was going on when the people were standing here reporting that, well, there's protests going on, and a few people are being unruly, when it was a majority of the crowd.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Captain. Anyone with just a little bit of intelligence understands the difference between a protest and a riot. And that is what has been happening across our great republic. Riots here, riots there, riots almost everywhere. And I'm just most disappointed that the police have not been supported. They have not been allowed to go out and put these dogs down and stop this madness, and allowing it to spread like a political cancer across our country to create intimidation and destruction and be another element to help destroy economic viability in our great cities. This stuff has to be stopped.
Now, I want
to... That's why you have record gun sales throughout the country.
We got about a minute here, and I want to talk about the gun sales here in a minute, too, because I was at another gun show over the weekend where we had a group of people show up. A lot of guns are being sold. But this deal that happened in Los Angeles with these two deputy sheriffs ambushed, you know something? The more I look at the pictures that I keep seeing, the video, and that person was barely the height of the car, I wonder if that was a young lad, a teenager, a girl, or a boy. I wonder.
Either that or a midget.
Was not very tall, for sure.
That kind of crossed my mind as well.
Like a gang initiation. Go shoot these cops, you know?
And did you see the video where the guy's talking about, yeah, they aired out the cops?
I did see it. I wish I'd had a board. I would have whacked him upside the head with it.
Yeah, well, you would have been whacking him one way, and I would have been whacking him the other.
Yep.
It's just asinine, Captain.
Yep.
It's just this lack of civility in our country. And I blame parents. I blame this. It's a full spectrum of reasons why you have this. But we've got to clamp down on it.
You are so right. Okay, well, we got to run, and I will talk to you on Thursday morning. So, Ron Edwards, everybody. Ron Edwards from
Take
the
care.
Ron
Bye
Edwards
now.
American Experience. Thank you, my friend. All righty, and... we'll be right back with more. Caller, hang on. And Brooke Emery, the little red-haired spitfire from Brooke Talks America, coming on board. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's been weeks, and the unprecedented wildfires are still raging. At least 35 people have been confirmed dead as dozens of major fires continue to run through the West Coast. In one of the hardest hit areas, the northern California town of Berry Creek, the West Fire Zone swept through so quickly that 14 were killed and 7 more remain missing. Recovery crews face a daunting task as home after home is destroyed. The fires are creating such a thick smoke that California Governor Gavin Newsom compared it to smoking 400 cigarettes a day. Portland, Seattle, and San Francisco are the top three cities for the worst air quality in the world. The current wind and heat are expected to last through Friday. Firefighters say the blazes could continue burning through the end of November. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, in the times we're living in, someone needs to give you a break, and with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home office, to our office, to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and yeah, Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, they're already taking care of that windshield replacement today. So just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 cash today. All right, well, joining us right now, we got that redheaded spitfire from South Florida, Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. Hello there.
Oh, good morning.
Are we going to talk America today, or are we going to talk something different?
Every day, always.
All right, well, let's talk about President Trump, who has accepted an invitation for the fourth debate moderated by Joe Rogan, who's a podcaster. And apparently he wants to do it, and we haven't heard a word out of Biden. I don't know if he's got enough Pazemski to do it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you won't do it. They should do that first. They should do that first, and Trump should. Trump, I don't know why Trump allowed Chris Wallace to be the first debate moderator, but whatever.
I don't understand why the left got away with it. Was that his campaign that did that, or was it the network that did that, like Fox?
It doesn't matter. It just, you know, the Republicans acquiesce to all this craziness. I think you have a Biden campaign surrogate or a staff member doing the second one or something like that. I mean, you know, whatever. We need to change it. We need to say OAN is going to do it, or Breitbart or Sean Hannity or something. I'm sick of it. Who is, you know, anyways. So okay. I don't think that debate's going to happen, but it's very good that it's out there because Rogan has been slamming Biden.
Okay.
The guy's totally gone.
Well, we'll see where we go with that. But in the meantime, speaking of somebody totally gone, how about the governor? How about the governor Wolf in Pennsylvania, who got shut down by a federal judge on some of the unconstitutional COVID restrictions that were put in place, locking down the state of Pennsylvania?
I was ecstatic about that. And I really pray that it spreads to places like Michigan and other states, New York, whatever. This is what they've done in all of these blue states, obviously. And by the way, the states that killed the most elderly people, there should be massive class action lawsuits. And I hope the lawyers are lining up. Linwood, attention. It's great because it's all of it is unconstitutional. Mask requirement is unconstitutional. And I hope it spreads. I really do. And we get over this. Today is the 15th, right? I think it's no mask day.
Got me.
September 15th is end mask day.
And where's that at?
It's on social media.
Okay, I haven't seen
it. It's burn the mask day or something like that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we the people need to see. You talk about we the people all the time. We the people need to decide this. We the people need to open the businesses. We the people need to end this charade because it's a complete and utter charade. And as I said before, Fauci ought to be tried for treason.
Well, we can decide this. We have to vote the right people and vote the other ones out. That's
correct.
Where it starts.
Correct. But in the meantime, we need to remind these people that they work for us and we make the decisions, not them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
By the way,
we need to just muzzle them.
Did you see Joe Biden yesterday give the speech in the field with the weeds? And he was squinting, trying to see the teleprompter. It was very obvious.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. And there's a video out there. I think it was with forget the guy's name, Corrigan or something. Where he basically showed that he gets the teleprompter. He gets all the questions because they were asking about that. And he's running in the wheat field to try to show that he's actually alive. I mean, their weekend at Bernie's, this guy trying to get him across the finish line. It's a very cynical play. And the only prayer is that Democrats and independents who might otherwise be thinking about voting for him see it. It's disgusting. You know, I mean, this is the guy who's going to go up against China. What I wonder, and I was talking with someone yesterday, where's Kamala Harris?
Oh,
apparently
she said
a Kamala administration.
She was in Miami and yesterday, and she did say that. And our good friend Leo from Cubanos for Trump was right there. He had his brigade out there waving their Trump flags and all that. They had more of them than they did Biden people.
Well, and not only that, you know, what they're doing now, and apparently Biden's going to be in Kissimmee tomorrow, is that
he's going to be in Tampa today.
Okay, well, yes. And why is he here? Cubans are in Tampa. Puerto Ricans in Kissimmee, apparently, from what
I understand. He's going to Hillsborough College.
Yes, and why is he doing that? Because, just like with the black voters that the Democrats take for granted, they've taken the Hispanic voters for granted. And so now that the polling is looking bad, they're going all over the place. He's out of the basement only because he has to, because of polls. So hopefully, again, people will see it's just a cynical play. They don't care about you. They just care about your vote. Every 4 years, why don't these lives matter in between elections? That's my big question.
But yesterday he didn't even know he was going anywhere. He says, I think we're traveling tomorrow. Oh, where are we going? He didn't know. That was hilarious. All right, let's.
No, and there's another video of him, you know, where he has his list in his pocket.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I carry my list with me. Where's my list? Give my staff. Where's my list? Yeah, he's gone. Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Sean. I just wanted to say our biggest fear, or mine is the voter fraud.
Okay.
And well, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Well, we can address that in a minute, Brooke, unless you want to address it now.
No, I agree. I agree. And, you know, Candace Owens came out with something, and she was talking with Dave Rubin. She said she thought that it was always about mail-in ballots anyways from the beginning. I have no doubt. Hopefully they have a plan because, you know, we're on the verge of something very serious if they don't have a plan for that, because either way it's going to be bad. But if Trump voters, you know, think that they're losing because of ballot harvesting, then you have a, you know, I mean, you may have a civil war anyway.
Well, we know Stacey Abrams in Georgia tried to steal an election that way and then said, well, we weren't doing any ballot harvesting. Really? Ask the people in Valdosta, Georgia, where ballots were left behind for her people to come in there and pick them up.
Yeah, I see this. I see those commercials for that stuffed sausage all the time on every time I'm watching YouTube. Nobody cares about Stacey Abrams, but they're Democrats cheat, and that's what they do. And I think people that are walkaways and Blexits from the Democrat Party need to go and be poll watchers undercover,
mm-hmm.
you know, in those areas and watch what's going on and be stealth, you know, stealth watchers, because they know the shenanigans that are there.
Yeah, well, there is going to be an increased level of security for sure when it comes to the poll watchers and the different things that are going on. There's going to be people with cameras just merely observing what's going on, and then suddenly this camera will appear with video with going, hey, did you know? Boom, boom, you know, whatever. But now let's, we got to mention here, because you wanted to talk about this, Monmouth poll with 65% saying law and order was the number one political issue. Well, if that's number one, number two has got to be the economy.
Yeah. Well, and all things considered, I mean, you know, we still have too many unemployed, but it's a large part because these Democrats are keeping everything shut down.
Yep.
I thought it was interesting that de Blasio, you know, was talking about opening restaurants at 25% capacity. The only way he does that is because polling is bad. Not that it has mattered for him that polling is bad.
And
but, yeah, the safety apparently, you know, they need to be hammering that all the time, because over and I think this California, this atrocious, you know, attempted assassination in California.
And real quick, the $100 million that Bloomberg is going to dump into Florida. Now, that's predominantly for television ads for Biden, because he knows that Biden is losing down here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and yet, isn't it funny that all these lefties that talk about, okay, money in politics are just fine with Joe Biden, with Bloomberg giving $100 million for Joe Biden. It's all garbage. It's, the, you know. And they're long. The commercials are very long. I've been seeing them on TV.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, you know, I hope they have a plan for it. I hope. I can't imagine Trump doesn't have a plan. Plus, you see all this stuff coming out about the Durham investigation, and, you know, maybe one day.
Okay, here comes the music. Here comes the music. That means your show comes on Saturday nights at 7 p.m., and I was honored to be on the September 11th show. It was a great show. A lot of people told me about it, and, yes, I did get a chance to hear it. Good job.
Thank you, dear. Have a good one. God bless.
All right, that's Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. Brooke Talks America. Here are 70, it's Saturday nights on this flagship station of mine at 7 p.m.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And today, Tuesday, Sally will have some waves out there bringing it our way. We'll have about a 2 to 5 foot sea with a moderate chop. Winds will be out of the southeast at about 15 to 20 miles an hour this morning. This afternoon, as Sally pulls away even further from us, we'll be down to 10 to 15 miles an hour. The Gulf water temperature currently stands at 85 degrees. The bay water temperature at 82. Everything got wild up here the past couple of days. By the way, the low tide comes at 6:36 a.m., the high tide at 12:53 p.m. in the noontime. Don't forget that today is Mission Barbecue Day. I'll be over there from noon to 1 for lunch at Mission Barbecue over on West Waters. And the mission right now is to tell you about the Freedom Boat Club. Because Freedom Boat Club has got locations all across the United States, 232 to be conclusive here. And there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D2 and have a great time on the water with your friends and your family while you sun sanitize. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without actually doing all the work. So you just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Remember, 29 locations here in the Tampa Bay location area, over 500 boats. Give them a call. You can be at any one of those locations on any one of those boats. So the number to call is 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Now, L.A., the situation for the deputies. They are going to survive. Miraculously, they are going to survive. Thank God for that one. The calls, the 911 calls that were made, were just chilling. The female deputy who had gotten shot through the jaw, could barely talk, was barely audible, and then her partner, who had been shot in the head, and I don't know how he came through as lucid as he did, but he came through and said, "Officer's down, officer shot, I'm bleeding, 998, PACS 998, which is their code for officers involved in shooting." So we'll see where all that goes, but they need to catch this shooter. And I'm really beginning to think, because of the size of the shooter, barely the height of the car, that this might have been a young person. Maybe a gang initiation or something like that. And good morning, George the Godfather. He was telling me the Crips have an initiation, and he wouldn't be surprised if that's got something to do with it. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. Hey, Joe Biden, when you come to HCC today, the cops are across the street. You should be arrested for spying on the Trump campaign. And when you're across the street, and you hate our cops, and you hate our first responders, and you hate everybody else, don't ask for our protection. And when you got guys carrying guns, and you want to take our guns away, you phony hypocrite, you're a disgrace. It should be the death penalty. When you shoot a cop, you should get the death penalty. You shoot a cop, you should get the death. When you kill a cop, you should get the death penalty. You're a disgrace. Gun rights, gun. Oh, take our. No, no. You're a fraud. You're a fraud. You're a disgrace. Now, when you come over here with your bag, man, and try and buy everybody off, don't take a dollar from this unholy piece of garbage, okay? He's a disgrace. We don't want you here. We don't want the Chinese Basketball Association here, and we don't want you here, you fraud. Our cops are out there putting their life on the line, and you don't even condemn Antifa, who are throwing Molotov cocktails at our cops. You're a fraud. You're a disgrace. And anybody who votes for you and a Democrat in this state, I hope you have a sinkhole and you're in it. You're unholy, you're ungodly, and you're a piece of garbage. Get out of this town. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our president. Stand up for our cops and put the death penalty back in here. And DeSantis and Rubio, stand up for this great state of Florida. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's get to work, Captain. Peace.
All right, and that's Todd in Tampa, and thank you very much. Now, I want to add something to that. What we didn't hear is that Biden talked about an assault weapons ban. Now, either the guy was blind or he was paying no attention to the weapon that was used against these sheriff's deputies. It was a handgun. It was a handgun. So, way to go, Joe. You missed out on that one. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Ian in Clearwater.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I got 3 points. The Democrats are for gun control, but let me qualify that. The Democrats are for gun control. They're the ones who want to have all the guns, and anybody against them, they want to disarm so they can put us down. Number two, you might not like Trump. He does stuff that I don't like, but I'm going to vote for him. But here's number two.
You mean three?
If you don't, yeah, okay. Well, this is number two, but
all right.
This is a chance to, If Trump gets reelected, we can finally break the Democrat Party. Because I'm going to make a prediction. If he gets reelected, the Democrat Party is going to break up and collapse. This is their last gas. Mm-hmm. Don't throw them a lifeline. Do not throw these communists a lifeline. Let's crash this Democrat Party once and for all, and then we can work on making the Republicans a much better party.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. And, again, somebody just asked me, what do you mean that was a handgun? Well, unless you're blind and you can't see what's in that video, the person that walked up and shot those deputies in that car, that was a handgun. That was not an assault rifle. Right away, Joe Biden came out and wanted to ban assault rifles. Had nothing to do with what was used. All right. Good morning. Is this Sean?
Yeah. Well, Joe Biden is senile. I mean, we know it. Okay, let's just say it straight. I'm sorry he is, but, you know, how the hell can we have this guy be our president? Donald Trump does nothing that I did dislike other than, he's him, you know, he's himself.
I know.
It's pure, okay? There's no phoniness in our president.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Todd, I agree with the last caller.
Okay.
We really gotta watch out because this stuff could be bad.
I know.
I hope it does.
Thank you very much, Sean. Okay, I appreciate that. And I gotta read this little thing here or I'll get in trouble. Don't forget Dominic's Wines and Decor down there, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the US of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer too. And remember, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that do not do that at all. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Well, good morning to George, the Godfather. I'll see you tonight at the Tampa Bay Trump Club over at Mugs. Meeting starts at 6:30, and I hope a lot of you can stop by for that. Christine Quinn is going to be there running for Congress in the Tampa area. She's going to be over at the Tampa Trump Club telling us about herself. So many of you will be able to hear that. And, of course, I'll be at the Mission Barbecue for lunch today, 12 noon. We'll have some folks over there stopping by to visit us. So stop by and be part of the gang over there, too, noon to 1. Remember, at 12 noon, they play the national anthem, which is very important to what we do here on this program. So we're there, and we have a group of veterans that are there usually and stand up and salute the flag. And good morning to you, Christine. Nice to see you. You came in a little late, but I see you. All right, well, we'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's all about we the people. You are right. We do say that. It's all about we the people here in this program because they work for us. We can vote them in. We can vote them out. And that's exactly what we're going to do come November 3rd. See you tonight, everybody. Take care.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.